Welcome to the Claim Hunters. I am Chris Tidball, an executive claim consultant with Subro IQ, where we routinely find our clients significant amounts of trapped cash. On our show, we will explore the epidemic of trapped cash across not only the insurance industry, but the global business landscape. Our guests bring a unique perspective on challenges faced by businesses that impact their bottom line. We believe that everyone has a great story to tell, and this is the forum to tell it. We hope you enjoyed today's episode and stick around to learn more about how you can be a guest in 20 minutes or less. Welcome to the Claim Hunters. I'm your host, Chris Tidball, and I am here with Hope Ramada from Berkley Insurance. Welcome, Hope.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Yeah. Glad to be here.
Yeah, great. Great to have you. So Berkley, so big company, obviously. What do you do in that organization?
So I work for Berkley Industrial Comp, and I'm the director of claims. Specifically, I have the catastrophic team and our federal black lung team that report to me.
Wow. Okay. So what do those teams do?
Yeah. So we, as Berkley Industrial Comp, we write high hazard work comp. So think low frequency, high severity.
Okay.
So we like fields that they're highly trained, highly paid, highly skilled. So when they get injured, oftentimes it's catastrophic in nature, which is why we have the low frequency, high severity. So my team handles all of those cases, anything of total incurred $250,000 or $250,000 and above. And then Federal Black Lung is an old book of business.
Okay.
We used to be American Mining. We rebranded to High Hazard in 2016, Federal Black Lung, because of the laws that were passed and changed in the mid-2000s. They're kind of lingering, and they will be there for a long time. So that kind of old dying book of business is
underneath. So like coal miners?
Yeah, all coal miners.
Okay.
So coal miners that worked in the mines as well as around.
So is you know, I know mining was a big thing for many, many years. Is it still a thing? I mean, are people still going down into the coal mines, or has that become more automated, or how, you know?
Honestly, that's a good question.
Yeah.
I don't really know, because our business, we don't write it anymore. So, and all of our injured workers are, because it takes so long for federal black lung or for black lung to develop,
right?
You're seeing people well past their retirement age, right? So we're seeing, you know, them beginning their treatments maybe in their 50s or 60s, but by the time they get to us, usually in their 70s or 80s. So you're not talking about active workers that are on our assignments.
Okay. So highly skilled workers. So I'm thinking maybe someone like on an oil rig or a nuclear physicist, or what, you know, where
so
do you
think of tower erectors. You really like anybody that deals with chemicals.
Okay.
Explosives.
Wow. It's early. I mean, you must have some crazy claims that come across.
There is not a dull day. It is not your basic shoulder strains. I will tell you that. They are unique injuries, and it comes with its own subset of challenges, right? Because they're highly skilled and highly trained,
right?
Oftentimes you write the business and let's say pick a state, Pennsylvania,
right?
But they travel all over the place because they're highly skilled, right?
Right.
There's not an abundance of them. So they travel to their location. So you may have somebody working in Arizona.
Okay.
They get injured in Arizona, but they're actually live in PA.
Right.
So then managing all of that treatment on a very catastrophic level can be challenging.
Oh, I would think so. I mean, you know, I would say most people that we have on the show are from the auto or property space, right?
Yep.
And I mean, you're dealing with, you know, more routine injuries, a lot of, you know,
sure,
low impact, soft tissue kind, yep, you know, kind of stuff. So do you, you know, getting people back to work, right? So that's got to be somewhat of a challenge. I mean, it's not your typical Walmart clerk that's going to be out for 3 weeks and then they're back on the job. I mean, how does that work? I mean, I'm a highly skilled employee. I make a lot of money. I'm traveling around the country. All of a sudden, I'm hurt. I can't go back to work for, you know, a year. Who knows? I mean, how do you get people back into their positions?
Well, it's a challenge. It really depends on their injuries, right? Because oftentimes we see fatalities, quadriplegics,
Okay.
paraplegics, traumatic brain injuries, amputations. So I actually, one of the things that I really enjoy about Berkeley is we allow our adjusters the autonomy to really get creative about how they resolve their cases and get our injured workers the best treatment
Right.
possible. So we don't have a box that they work in, right? Which then allows them to provide things that maybe otherwise wouldn't have been provided to get that end goal. So we're not opposed to spending a little bit more upfront to get an ultimate better goal for the injured
Sure.
worker, because really at the end of the day, getting him back to work, him or her back to work, benefits us too,
Oh,
right?
yeah,
It
absolutely.
benefits everybody. So that's the ultimate goal. We did have a case where it was an amputation, and there's a lot that goes with that, right, from a psychological perspective.
Right.
And he was struggling with his prosthetic, wasn't sure that he was going to be able to return. We actually sent him out of state to a prosthetist that is phenomenal, and he got fitted, and they actually retrained him to use his prosthetic for that particular. He was basically managing a machine, right? He was
Right.
controlling a machine, and we were able to get him back to work in that capacity. But in a lot of, I guess what I think that's what's unique about Berkeley is that there's a lot of companies where that wouldn't have been an option, right?
Right.
Because somebody may look at that and say, well, that's a more expensive route, when in fact, perhaps that trip was more expensive,
Right.
right? But the savings on the back end is tremendous, right?
Oh,
Because now
yeah.
you've got an injured worker that is finding purpose in his life again. You've got him back to work, which reduces the exposure significantly. That's a pretty.
Yeah. So how do you go down the path of I'm going to get into catastrophic claims?
Well, how do I even get to claims, generally speaking?
I think we'll have all ask that.
I think most of us kind of fell into it.
Right.
I started actually for speech and language pathology in college, and decided quickly that was not my jam. And so I also had a passion for law, and decided my ultimate goal was law school. So I
Okay.
switched my majors to criminology and psychology, and came out with a double major. Took the LSATs a couple times and terribly failed. It's not like the universe was like, no,
Not going to law school,
not happening.
right?
So my senior year, it was actually my last semester, my roommate said, you should probably go to this job fair, because I hadn't really thought more than law school, right? So I did. I went out the night before, got a suit, went to this job fair, and met somebody at Liberty Mutual. And she was telling me, look, this job, you get to be an investigator, you get to manage medical. I had a really strong medical background from I had interned in medical positions as a PT aide all through college. And then you also get to wear that legal hat, right? And I'm like, oh, well, heck, this is like
Yeah,
the best of
fun.
all the worlds, right?
Right.
And I started 2 weeks after I graduated, and 21 years later, I'm still here. So,
Wow,
yeah.
that's great. Yeah, my son actually works for Liberty, kind of right out of college.
I spent
Got a
my
job.
first 16 years with them.
Okay, great
Yeah,
company.
very fantastic company.
Yeah. So how'd you end up at Berkeley? Just
So actually, somebody that I started in the field with, I think maybe everybody says this about their fields, but it's such a small
yeah.
network of people, yet so large. But somebody I started with, actually 6 months apart at Liberty in Indianapolis. Neither one of us lived in Indianapolis anymore. He's somebody that I kept in touch with, and actually, we ended up in the same town in Kentucky
Okay.
together, and he was recruiting somebody to come and help start their catastrophic team
Okay.
at Berkeley Industrial, because they had moved over to the high hazard space, but didn't really have the experience or the expertise to handle those really
Right.
catastrophic cases. So he reached out and asked if that was something that I was interested in. Is that something I had been doing for a while? And I took a leap of faith
That's
6 years
awesome.
ago.
So I gotta ask you on the fraud side, right? There was a recent case in Florida. That's why it's kind of coming to mind. A guy that was pretending to be a paraplegic for a number of years, making a lot of money.
Interesting.
It was recently arrested and exposed and all that. Do you ever come across fraud on the CAT
You
side?
do.
Okay.
Sure. Well, in work comp claims, generally
Yeah.
speaking. So in the work comp space, that's hard to to prosecute. So you
Okay.
don't see very many go on to be prosecuted. However, you can use it as leverage to get your cases
Okay.
resolved earlier. But yes, so we utilize social media checks and surveillance. I think where we see it maybe the most is not so much overt fraud, meaning I faked an accident,
Right.
but more of this like slow developer, right? Like I've been out of work for some time.
Yep.
That starts becoming a way of life, right? And then you kind of have the malingering of symptoms and this kind of slow creep of like, I'm not intending to do it, but ultimately you're malingering
Yeah.
and so you're really at home doing all the things you shouldn't be doing, but telling the doctor,
Right.
I can't do these things,
Right.
right? So we see that. We also see sometimes people picking up another job because comp only
Yeah.
pays 2/3 of your wages.
Okay.
So for a highly paid injured worker, there's a cap in all states. So that may be substantially under
Oh, yeah.
what you actually make. So we'll see that they go out and get a second job doing the things they're claiming they can't do and then pulling both checks, right?
Right.
So when we do that, we refer it to our special investigative unit
Okay.
through Berkeley, and they'll investigate it, and that's kind of their area of expertise, right?
Yeah, it makes sense.
Yep.
But I mean, we see it a lot in the auto and property space. I mean, lots and lots of fraud. And it would seem that when people are more catastrophically injured, that might be kind of hard to can't fake that I lost a leg, right?
You do sometimes see that the case facts evolve, right?
Right.
Meaning like maybe in that jurisdiction they know that like I wasn't wearing my safety harness or I wasn't
Right.
doing X, Y, and Z. So sometimes you can see the statements of the injured worker evolve to where you now can't there was a safety violation of which then we wouldn't be paying it in some states, but that gets maneuvered, if that makes
Okay,
sense.
yeah.
So
Yeah.
then we end up having to pay you.
Okay. Yeah, no, I
But
mean,
that's not overt fraud, but
right.
yeah.
Yeah, no, I mean, this is fascinating stuff. I've got to believe that, on some of these, bigger claims, there's probably third-party tortfeasors out there, and you probably have some, opportunities to, recover dollars. I would think that, recovery is probably a big piece of what you do.
For sure. Yep. So we actually have a separate Berkeley company that handles that for us.
Okay.
So anytime there's any type of third party involvement,
Yeah.
or even the thought of any potential third party, we refer it directly to them and they
Yeah.
do that investigation, and determine whether or not there's any potential in that state because every state's different on
Right.
recovery rights. And then we'll pursue if that's something we're able to pursue in the
Yeah.
state.
No, this is, I mean, fascinating stuff. So if people wanted to learn more about Berkeley, where would they go?
You can go to berkeleyindustrial.com. That tells you all about what our appetite is for who we like to write,
Okay.
and gives you a little idea of who we are as a company.
Great. Well, Hope, thank you very much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you for joining the Claim Hunters. We hope you enjoyed our show. If you would like to share your story, head on over to subroiq.com and click the YouTube button.